Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is 8:35 and it's time for our Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis and I'm here with a familiar voice to K1. Todd Mathis used to be our news director many moons ago, but now he's your Washington County assessor. How do you assess the situation, Todd?
Well, as carefully as I can, usually when it gets to this time of year.
Now, we've got, first of all, let's tell people what it is that your office does. What task do you perform?
We basically assess all real and personal property in Washington County, and real property can be anything from land to commercial buildings, residential buildings and homes, and even little outbuildings or sheds. We do all that. And then the thing that really is out of sight, out of mind, so to speak, is business personal property. Any owners of businesses will have computers, desks, et cetera. All of that is assessed at the assessor's office as well.
Very good. So when we do this, everybody right around this time of year, there's a little thing called inventory. Some people I know, for a fact, do it on New Year's Day. They did it on New Year's Day while everyone else was maybe sleeping in. They're out there counting things.
Well, you about have to, because the way we assess in Oklahoma is everything is assessed as it stands January 1st. So, if you lived in a certain home or if you were moving during the year, wherever you lived on January 1st is where you'd be able to claim an exemption. Mm-hmm. And as far as assessing personal property, it's what you own on January 1st. And so the beauty of it is it's not just assessing property just for taxes. It's because those tax dollars do go to help the schools, the cities, the communities and counties that you live in.
Hmm. Well, first of all, we got this thing called the homestead. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. There's the homestead exemption, which is the simplest and really the most common exemption in the state of Oklahoma. As long as you own your home and live in it on January 1st, you're eligible for that homestead exemption. Sure. And what it does, it takes $1,000 off of the assessed valuation, which in Bartlesville equates to about $120 in real tax dollars. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm looking at one of these bullet points, and I'm kind of scratching my head here. No household personal property assessed to residents of Washington County since 2009. Explain, what's that all about?
In 2009, we had a countywide referendum to vote to either keep or do away with household personal property.
Okay.
Homeowners that have been here for a few decades remember the days of paying your real estate taxes and then paying your household personal property taxes. And Oklahoma gave us the opportunity on a county-by-county basis to either keep it or do away with it. In 2009, Washington County voted to basically abolish household personal property. Now, did that make that tax money go away? Absolutely not. What we did was a millage rate adjustment, and everyone that owned their home and lived in it, they were paying probably two tax bills. They were paying their real estate taxes, and I'm just going to throw an even number out there, $1,000 annually on their real estate taxes. And then they were paying probably $200 on their household personal property. So combined, they were paying about $1,200 a year. And that's just throwing that number out there. When we did the millage rate adjustment and voted out household personal property in 2009, when they got their 2010 tax bill, they had one tax bill for roughly maybe $100 or $1,100. So they did see a little bit of savings, but the neat thing was they did not have to pay two tax bills anymore. It's just one tax bill.
Nor did you have to go through the house counting everything.
That's absolutely right.
That junk drawer had to be a pain.
The beauty about Oklahoma is if you didn't want to count everything in the house, you could just do a flat 10% proration, and that's what we did. So if you had a $100,000 home, it was assumed you had $10,000 worth of household personal property.
Oh, man. Now, you're going to be mailing out some of these personal property renditions next week.
Usually at the first of the year, we try to get ahead of the curve, so to speak, and mail out renditions to all personal property owners. And this is not just business personal property. It's also owners of farm equipment and mobile homes that are not assessed as real estate. And so we mail all of those out kind of as a courtesy to the taxpayers of Washington County to remind them to render. The filing deadline is not till March the 15th. So it gives them, two and a half months to get that back to us. But we are mailing out about 3,400, and that number seems to grow every year. But you can expect those in the mail sometime next week if you're a business owner, if you own a mobile home, or if you own farm equipment that has previously been assessed. So we'll mail those out. They should arrive, and you can either sign them and immediately drop them back in, or you can do what a lot of people do and wait till the 15th of March and file them at the last minute.
We're talking with our Washington County Assessor Todd Mathis right here on our Community Connection on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:39. It's brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Now, you've got an intern program going on here. It looks like it's been going on for a few years. How's it been working for you?
We started in fall of 2017, bringing on interns from Oklahoma Wesleyan University, kind of as a pilot or a trial program to see how it would work. And what they were hired to do was do some of our data entry. We have a staff of just seven, myself included, and we do all of the assessments and all the data entry. And we thought we would, you know, bring these interns in. It'll give them some real-life working experience in the basically in county government, mm-hmm. and then also it gives them some real-life work in something outside of a college atmosphere, a college setting.
They need that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because it's, you know, real-life versus what you're seeing in the classroom usually are two different things. So we brought them in to do our data entry, and it really has been an outstanding program. We started the first year with five or six interns. This year we just used four because we had two that carried over from last fall. And so they didn't need to be trained again. And so we went with four, and they are doing a fantastic job. We've now in our third full year of this intern program. And it makes our lives easier. It gives them, a paid internship because we do give them a little bit of a stipend to come do that. So they're not just using their time only. And it's been great. It's helped get a lot of the beginning, this part of the year where it's really hectic and busy. It keeps us doing the things that we need to be doing as far as assessments go, and it gives them an opportunity to do the data entry. Now, we do obviously check it for accuracy and things of that nature, make sure that it's being done correctly, and it absolutely is. As a matter of fact, I hate to say this, but they are much more computer adept than probably you and I would be because
they grew up with electronics
in their hands. So yeah. This generation is just so much more adept at computer work.
Well, I'm glad that that's working out. Have you been able to hire anybody from the program, or is that just take it as it goes?
So far, we've not been able to. So there's Mr. Potter right outside the door. So far, we've not been able to. We have very little turnover. We did hire a new person just this past December, just last month, to replace someone that retired after 37 years of working in the county assessor's office.
Well,
so
that's a retention program you got that's working pretty well.
You know, once you get into this, it's very specialized. It's not like you could pull someone off the street and say, hey, can you go assess my property? You have to go through some training. The state of Oklahoma offers seven units of training, and it's week-long courses held in either Stillwater, Tulsa, or Norman, or maybe Oklahoma City, depending on the time of year. But we send our employees to that training, and once they take that week's worth of training, they have to pass a test at the end of the week with a 70 or above. And if they do not, we can't retain them in the assessor's office. So it does ensure that we hire good employees, and then once we get them there, we want to keep them.
Well, of course you do. Of course you do. Nobody likes turnover.
No, we do not like turnover.
That's a burn and churn you can do with that. We're talking with the Washington County Assessor, Todd Mathis, here on K1. It's at 8:43. Now, you get a company that you're working with now to take these beautiful overhead images, these flyby photographs that you see that are just stunning.
The beauty of working with Pictometry, the company that we hired back in 2009, is they do not just do the typical bird's eye view straight down, which is called aerial imagery. We do what's called orthogonal, which is a 45-degree angle. And if you've seen our images, the beauty of them is you can see everything from above, a bird's eye view, so to speak. But instead of looking straight down at a rooftop and all you're seeing is maybe a 40 by 30 square or rectangle, you now can see the height and elevation. So you can see if the building is three stories tall or five stories tall, you can actually see that because the picture is taken at a 45-degree angle. And so they also fly all four directions. So you can see all four sides of every building in Washington County. So we've contracted with them since 2009, so this will be 10 full year, actually mm-hmm. going into our 11th year of working with them. The last time they flew our images was in January of 2018, so 2 years ago, right about this time. We have a three-year flight agreement with mm-hmm. Pictometry, and so they will be flying again in about 12 months, and so we'll have new images in January of 2021. And the thing it allows us to do is, if there's been any change, especially on rural property, we can see that by comparing the previous year's image or the previous 3 years' image with the current year's image. And it allows us to see if they built a barn or an addition to the backside of their house that we may not be able to see from the road. In town, it's a lot easier to not have to use pictometry, because if someone in Bartlesville or in Dewey wants to add onto their home, they've got to file a permit with the city of Bartlesville or the city of Dewey, and we'll get copies of those. We know then that there's something being added on. However, in the rural areas, they're not required to have any permits at all. They can just build a barn, they can build a swimming pool, they can build whatever they want. And it's up to them then to report that to the assessor's office. Statutorily, they're required to, but a lot of people don't know they have to do that. They've not been told, and it's not readily available in state law or statute. So we find ways to pick up that new construction that might be missed otherwise.
Okay. Now, we have a new company that we're working with in order to help out with our visual inspection program. First of all, what is the visual inspection program, and how did this company come about to contract to do this for you?
I'm glad you asked. Visual inspection is something that we are required to do once every 4 years. And so in Washington County, there are 31,000, you know, roughly 31,000 parcels in the entire county. And there's no way we could visually inspect or see with our two eyes every structure in Washington County in 1 year. So statutorily, we have a four-year window to put eyes on and really feet on the ground every parcel in Washington County. So what we've done is we've hired this company called Arkansas CAMA Technology, or ACT, and a lot of residents in Northeast Bartlesville and in the Dewey area probably have seen their vehicles out and about the past couple of months and into the month of January. But what they're doing is they're visually inspecting every parcel. So we will print out our property record cards, and it shows, you know, I've got a 1,200 square foot house here with an attached garage. And they take it and they walk the perimeter of the house and they say, yep, that's exactly what's here. Or they may see that there is a new deck or a new pool or something in the back, and they'll add that to the assessment records for Washington County so that we do not, you know, miss valuing their property correctly. So we have hired this company, Arkansas CAMA Technology, and someone might ask, why an Arkansas company? We actually went out for bid this past year in 2019, and we bid it to Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas companies just to see who we could get the best bang for our buck, so to speak. And this company from Arkansas has been around for decades. They're well-established. They do a great job over in Arkansas. They decided to bid in Oklahoma. We are the first county in Oklahoma that they are venturing into, so to speak. But because we're located on the eastern half of the state, it's not a big travel expense for them. But they eventually want to move their footprint into Oklahoma. They pretty much have the monopoly of counties in Arkansas. They're wanting to expand and come into Oklahoma. And they offered the taxpayers of Oklahoma probably the cheapest rate, even though they were one of the best companies. So we were surprised when they bid as low as they did, and we felt it would be a disservice to the taxpayers of Oklahoma to award the bid to someone else. And quite frankly, no company in Oklahoma bid on the project this year. So
wow.
So it was going to be an out-of-state company either way. And so if people or the taxpayers out there wonder, you know, why are we hiring this company from Arkansas, the answer is they were the best bid, and they were the only company that was not in the state of Oklahoma to bid on that. Let me rephrase that. There was no company in the state of Oklahoma that did bid on it, so we had to go out of state. But by the end of this month, they will conclude all their visual inspections. They will have the rest of Dewey finished. They've done, like I said, most of Northeast Bartlesville already. And once they're done, that fourth of the county will be done. And that equates to about 7,000 parcels, roughly, that they've visually inspected just in the last few months.
Wow, good work, good work. Now, you have a thing called free online parcel database. And first of all, I think I know where we're going here, but I'd like to hear it from you, Todd Mathis. What are we doing through the assessor's office with a free online parcel database?
What we've offered to do is, you know, there are taxpayers just like you and me that would like to look at their own property, but they don't want to pick up the phone, or they don't want to waste someone's time to call or come down to the assessor's office and look it up themselves. So we've made this information available on our website. If you will go to www.countycourthouse.org, then you can begin. There's several different links that you've got to go to once you get there. But if you go to www.countycourthouse.org, there's a resources tab at the top. Once you click on that resources tab, you'll see public access. And that's where taxpayers can look at their own property records. So once the new page opens under public access, there's a county clerk's portal, county treasurer's portal, and then the county assessor's at the bottom of the page. If you click on the county assessor's public access, you can see that there's an interactive land parcel map. It'll pop up a map of Washington County, all 11 miles wide and 40 miles long. And you can either zoom in on your particular home, or you can click on, there's another tab that's that allows you to just enter in your address, your name. If you know your account number, you can enter that in, and you can actually go directly to your account. Look up the history of what you've paid in taxes over the previous years. Look up what the current assessment is, and you can see if you have all the available exemptions. Tom, I do want to go back and touch on, there's a couple of exemptions. We talked about the homestead.
Oh, yeah, at the top of the show.
There's a couple of other exemptions that I'd like our listeners to know about if they're not aware of them. There's an additional homestead. It's if you have an income of $20,000 a year or less and you're on a fixed income, you can file for an additional homestead exemption, and that gives you another $1,000 reduction off of your assessed value, and that'll help those that are on maybe a little bit of a fixed income. And there's also a senior valuation freeze if you're 65 years of age or older. So, and that's also based on income. So if you feel that you might qualify, if you're 65 years of age or older and your income is $65,500 a year or less, you can actually freeze your property valuation at where it is right now and keep any future increases from happening. And then, of course, we have the 100% disabled veterans exemption that we've had for 12 or 13 years now. If you're a 100% disabled veteran, please come to the assessor's office and we will get your property value stricken from the tax rolls. It basically takes their taxes to zero, and it benefits those that have served our country so well.
Very good. Todd, if folks want to look up online, once again, you just go to www.countycourthouse.org and look for the assessor's office there. And can they get a hold of you by phone? Because some folks, they don't like the computer.
Yeah, we encourage people to call us. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and our number is 918-337-2830. I had to think about that for a second.
Well, it's been the holiday
I don't call
week.
It myself. 337-2830.
We've been talking with Washington County Assessor Todd Mathis right here on our Community Connection program today. Todd, great running into you today. Great